From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston.
Yeah. My favorite show is on. They looked at me deranged, kind of strange. And this Range Rover used to feel the pain. Now these days about to change over.
That track we're hearing is from International Show, a music producer and rapper based in Weymouth. According to the Mass Arts Council, artists in the Commonwealth have lost around $30 million in the pandemic. International Show says he's been struggling to pay the bills on his production studio, the source of his livelihood. When WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason touched base with him recently, she found that the pandemic's effect on the artists ran far deeper than money. And she joins us now. Hey, Amelia, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about International Show.
Right. So International Show, he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's got this little recording studio in Weymouth, which artists can rent. He'll engineer their sessions. He'll mix their tracks. He also produces beats that he licenses and sells. And he's a recording artist, actually a Christian rapper. So a lot of his songs have to do with his faith. Here's actually a little bit of his music now.
Just keep it a bug. I came from the mud. Your boy from an orphanage. I came from the heat, raising the cold. Felt like an alien. I couldn't handle it. Y'all don't know the half of it. Shout out to mom. Shout out to pops. I was adapted in. All that I am.
Hey, I kind of like that. It's like Kirk Franklin meets Travis Scott or something. So how has the past year affected Show's business?
Well, his business definitely took a big hit. He had to close the studio last spring for a couple months. He fell behind on his rent. He actually stopped being able to pay off some debt that he already owed his landlord, who had helped him with some renovations in the studio. And I reconnected with him a year after the shutdown. By then, things were getting back on track. So I was really surprised to learn he'd actually decided to take a really big risk and completely change his business model. You know, before the pandemic, he would pretty much work with whoever approached him, and he carved out a pretty good living in the hip-hop world. But dire times can sometimes provide these moments of clarity, and for Show, it was this realization that he only wanted to work with other artists whose values were in line with his own, basically other Christian artists. And this is how he explained it to me.
People are dying, you know? Like, I've had friends that passed away, and you know, my church always has like multiple funerals throughout the week. So I wanted to get behind and stand behind music that promotes a good emotion and has a positive outcome.
I can definitely understand that in a time like this. And what does the future look like for Show? It seems like he's taking on some really big risks at a time when there's still so much uncertainty.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not out of the woods yet. He lost most of his clients when he pivoted to the Christian music market, and he could still lose his studio if he isn't able to start paying off the money that he owes his landlord. But despite all that, he seemed very optimistic to me. I think he sees his business decision as a way to really live out his values, you know, to walk the walk.
And this is where the faith part comes, because it's a really big step of faith, you know, like it's not like just something that I just talk about. Oh, I have faith. Like I really like stretch and exercise and take giant leaps at a time, because in my mind, I see such a big vision.
I think a lot of artists are having to really examine what's important to them in this time and make some really tough choices. It's definitely not easy, but it is sometimes possible to find a silver lining.
Well, let's hope the beat goes on. Thanks so much for bringing us this story, Amelia.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Off, clean cut in my Sunday's best with the blazer. And when we rise again, make sure we do it major.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston, or down, or really plateaued. The number of cases and hospitalizations in the state dropped steadily for weeks following that post-holiday surge. But now they've started to level off, staying relatively the same for weeks. Dr. Cassandra Pierre, acting hospital epidemiologist at Boston Medical Center, says she's concerned that the state's decision to relax restrictions may be contributing to this.
It's this thought that if something is open, then it must be safe. Even if the restaurant owners are saying, okay, this is great, you're going to have people mixing households at those tables that are in close proximity who are unvaccinated. You're going to have people then going to the bar afterwards. You have this sense of safety.
And those interactions can lead to more infections. But that's not keeping loved ones from seeing each other. At sundown on Saturday, Jewish residents will mark their second Passover in a pandemic. Marilyn Weiss of Belmont said last year's holiday was one of the hardest they've ever experienced as a family.
We were trying to have a Seder over Zoom with that extended family, and it just didn't feel the same having everyone at their own tables and trying to connect with family over the internet.
But this year, she's invited her mother to Massachusetts since both have been vaccinated. And we've been hearing a lot of those stories this week. My co-host Arun, who's here now and will be with you next week, also celebrates Passover. So Arun, what are your plans this year?
That's right, Paris. You know, we're a Hindu family, so we hit pretty much every holiday you could imagine. But Passover this year is going to be like Passover last year. It's just going to be the four of us. You know what I keep hearing? I was talking with our rabbi about this yesterday, but people are sick of Zoom Passovers. Like, they're just like, you know what? We'll just see you in a few months. We can we'll do it for real next time.
Well, hey, I'm right there with him. Any chance to get off of Zoom is a good one.
From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since matzo balls and soup, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.